The following is a presentation of God Questions Ministries.
What are the oracles of God? There are several places in the Bible that mention the oracles of God. In the New Testament, the term oracles of God refers to the Word of God. In the Old Testament, it sometimes refers to a part of the temple. Not all English translations contain the phrase oracles of God, so it depends on what version one is reading from. The New Testament Greek phrase is sometimes translated as oracles of God. Words of God is a good translation. The KJV, ESV, NASB, and some other versions put oracles of God. This is a fine translation too, as long as we define oracle properly. In modern usage, the word oracle often refers to a person, specifically a priest or medium through whom gods or spirits speak. An oracle can also be the place where the priest or medium receives divine messages. But an older definition of oracle, and the one used by some Bible translators, is a message from God. The oracles of God in the New Testament are the messages or words of God. In Acts 7:38, Stephen speaks of how Moses received living oracles to give to us, a reference to the life-giving nature of God's Word. Romans 3:2 mentions the oracles of God in the ESV. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. Paul highlights the fact that the Jews who received, copied, and preserved the Torah had been entrusted with the very Word of God. This was an advantage to the Jews because it meant the gospel would be preached to them first and then to the Gentiles. Of course, this advantage was only applicable to those who believed the gospel, as Paul states in the verses that follow. Truly, the good news, as Paul continues, is that both Jews and Gentiles now have access to righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 5:12 also speaks of the oracles of God in the NASB. You have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. Again, the oracles of God here are the words of God. The writer of Hebrews says his readers should have moved beyond the basic principles of God's Word and onto meatier subjects. Instead, they are like babies who are not ready for solid food. 1 Peter 4:11 mentions the oracles of God in the KJV. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. In this context, Peter instructs us to be extremely careful with the gifts we receive from God. Our words should be chosen wisely and spoken as if we are speaking the very words or oracles of God. When we quote Scripture and expound on its meaning, we actually are speaking the oracles of God. Peter states the goal of our use of words, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Verse 11. In 2 Samuel 16:23, the oracle of God that gave Ahithophel wisdom means the Word of God, or more specifically, a divine utterance delivered to man. Elsewhere in the Old Testament, the oracle of God refers to the place where God dwelt, the most holy place in the temple that contained the Ark of the Covenant, and thus the place where inquiry could be made about God's wisdom, will, and Word.
God Questions Ministries seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at godquestions.org.